I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's mischief night. Is that what you called it growing up? That's what I called it.
I think it might have been witching night or something like that when I was younger.
It's Anna and Raven. So the night before Halloween, for me growing up, it was called mischief night because that's when people would go do pranks and they would vandalize and do all kinds of terrible things. I looked at Wikipedia, Raven. It's also called Devil's Night, Gate Night, Goosey Night,
okay,
Cabbage Night, and Mat Night. I don't know.
I'm guessing Cabbage Night is because they threw a lot of cabbage back in the day.
Maybe.
Yeah, that qualifies as vandalism for a plenty.
Have you ever done anything Mischief Night related?
If there was ever a night that I was really unproud of, the things that we would do Mischief Night and running up to Halloween in general, those are not good times.
It's Anna and Raven. Like what?
I stole a bag of candy one time. It was terrible.
From a store?
No, from a person that was walking with it.
What?
It was on Halloween. It wasn't Mischief Night. I was young. I was like 12, and I did a terrible thing. I stole a bag of candy.
That's awful.
Yes, yes. No, I know. And the kid begged for me to release it, too.
Stop it.
I swear, it's real.
You're a
real
bully. You were a bully.
No, I did this one terrible thing, and I felt bad about it for a very, very, very long time. It's true.
Did you ever do anything else that is awful?
I had a friend one time. He had this one of those little, like old Toyotas, and the back windows would come off. You could take them off like you did an Astro van or whatever.
Yeah.
And they bought 2 grosses of eggs. And rode around all night egging things out of that car. Can you imagine?
Nice. But egging is like old school.
I mean, that's a lot of eggs, man.
That's a lot
of
eggs.
You ever get hit with an egg that's being thrown from a vehicle that's doing 55 miles per hour, I'm going to guess it's not going to feel good. I was not in that car. Probably the only reason I didn't go in that car was because I remembered what I did at 12.
Right. Yeah. Right. All bad.
I've tried to outlive that curse.
The only thing I ever did on Mischief Night. It wasn't even Mischief Night. And this is how corny I am. And I'll never forget it because I have so much guilt to this day about it.
Right.
I took an egg and I wrote Happy Halloween on it.
Yeah.
And I put it in my neighbor's mailbox. I didn't smash it.
You didn't smash it.
I didn't boil it.
Nothing.
I just put a raw egg with Happy Halloween written on it in marker in my neighbor's mailbox.
Thought that was hilarious.
To this day, I remember my heart pounding through my chest. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Oh man.
And to this day, I'm like, why did I do that?
Now, did you ever bring it up to the neighbors?
No.
So you never found out what they made of that.
They
right?
were so nice. I wonder, like, did they make an omelet with my egg?
What did you envision would happen? Like the mailman would place the mail in there, it would explode or something?
I don't know. I was young. I was probably like 8 years old, 9 years old. How dumb, right?
Yeah. See that? You know what? I like to envision myself from now on taking the candy from somebody that did something evil like what you did.
Yeah. Thank you. I wish you had a bag of candy because I would rip it right out of your hands right now.
I know you would.
1-800-330-9999. What did you do on Mischief Night? You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. Goosey Night. Prank Night. I call it Mischief Night. That's what I always grew up calling it. That's what today is. It's Anna and Raven. What did you do for Mischief Night?
Goosey Night is so weird to me.
Isn't that weird?
It's foreign, but yeah. I'm sure somewhere it makes total sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I was never one to do this kind of stuff because I was always afraid of getting in trouble. The only thing I ever did is I put a raw egg in my neighbor's mailbox, and I've always had it in my heart and made me feel bad about myself.
You're a terrible person.
Yeah.
It's true.
Ripped out a candy from somebody's hand.
Please don't make me relive the moment, all right? It's terrible. It's one of my most least proud moments of my entire life.
Poor kid just wanted to eat a Snickers.
Kid begged.
Oh,
kid
my gosh.
Kid begged. I remember it still.
I wish we knew where that kid was so you could apologize.
Oh, my gosh. I'd send him all the candy I have. I swear to you, I would.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What did you do on Mischief Night?
Well, I had a really strict curfew as a teenager, which was probably really for the best. A group of friends, they were mostly guys, and I don't know how they didn't go to jail for this. They got a dummy, and they would bring it around to an overpass and throw it onto the side of the road while people were driving. And thank God it didn't cause an accident. You know, anybody have an accident? But I'm telling you what, if my kid ever did that now, I would never let them leave the house again.
No, you'd be right.
Wow.
They'll lock you up.
That
they'll
is
lock
nuts.
Lock you up nowadays for that.
Wow. They should lock you up back then for that.
Right.
That's crazy.
Well, back then they just go, oh, kids will be kids. But now, you know, people get into accidents or people throw rocks.
Oh, my God, forbid.
They'll definitely lock you up.
No. Can you imagine how terrifying that would be if you're just driving under an overpass and that happens?
Yeah, not just a rock, but like a body.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What'd you do on Mischief Night?
We bought a universal remote and we would go around the neighborhood, stand outside people's houses and change the channels on their TV.
That's fun. That's great.
That's so much better than throwing dummies over an overpass.
And around Halloween, like, yeah. You're thinking to yourself, like, that's terrifying. You think that you're haunted, right? Like, I mean, that's terrifying. That's good.
I'm kind of into doing that myself now.
Right.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do on Mischief Night?
Okay, so, well, it wasn't me. It was my son. And he got home. He was actually brought home by the cops when he was 16 because they egged their principal's house.
Oh, come on, the principal's house out of everybody?
Yes. I mean, can you imagine how humiliated I was? I made him go into the office and apologize the next day. I thought he was going to get suspended, but he didn't.
What
he
happened?
Him and all of his friends, they thought it was a really great idea. Egg his principal's house and toilet paper the trees, pour bleach on the grass. They thought it was so funny. And he had a Ring camera, so they caught the whole thing.
The only problem he had was he got busted. That was the problem in his app.
You were going to mess with the principal's house?
Of course. I mean, if you're going to mess with somebody, that's who you go after.
Oh, I disagree. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What'd you do on Mischief Night?
Me and my buddies, we toilet papered the whole neighborhood.
Classic.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, we got busted because one of the neighbors works at the grocery store, and he knew that we bought a bunch of toilet paper, and it was probably us.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks. Hey, you forget that the community is actually intertwined until that moment when they show up at your door.
Oh, yeah. He showed up at midnight, knocked on my door, and told my dad.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, good. He ratted you out. You ever think about your house? Is it actually haunted?
I just imagine
Medium,
that
Anna
poor
Ramondi
kid on the side of the street
do when
crying.
Your house is haunted.
Stop
next.
It.
Because
Anna
he took all his candy on Mischief Night.
I told you I felt bad about it. I was 12 years old. That is 30. It's a number of years ago.
It's Anna.
I feel terrible about it.
Tonight is Mischief Night, and this is when the pranks happen. And we're asking, what did you do on Mischief Night? Raven.
I can't believe you.
Raven gets so upset because he's
I want to forget that it ever happened.
You took candy from a boy who begged for you not to do it.
Listen, there was groups of us. We were both in groups, and it was some sort of, I don't know, it was like the greasers and the socias or something. It was crazy, and I took his bag of candy. I came up. It's a rough neighborhood, right? And sometimes candy got stolen. I still feel guilty about it.
You know what Raven said to me off the air? He said, if I knew who that kid was, I would give him my entire paycheck this week.
I would.
Yeah, yeah.
I would.
Yeah. What did you do on Mischief Night? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Well, when I was a kid, there were these two little old ladies that lived next door to me, constantly harassed my dog for barking. And they got their house painted just before Halloween. And when it was all done, to get even, I took a bunch of chocolate eclairs and hard-boiled eggs and proceeded to throw them all over her newly painted house.
Oh, that's terrible.
Do you feel bad about it, like Raven feels bad, or are you think she got what she had coming?
Oh, she got what she had coming.
Good. Yeah. And on Raven, what did you do on Mischief Night?
Hi, good morning. It's funny because Anna's story sparked a memory that I must have blocked out. It actually wasn't Mischief Night. I think it was my little brother's communion day, and we had a big party. And I took a meatball and put it in my neighbor's door handle from the food that everybody was, you know, eating. And I remember feeling horrible about it after I did it, but I was scared to fess up.
And you've carried it with you that is your entire life.
No, that sauce on your hand is terrible. Imagine you're that person that grabs a meatball.
It's the blood. It's the blood of your neighbors.
Yeah.
The blood of your neighbors.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do on Mischief Night?
Ran around the neighborhood hitting my friends with a sock full of flour.
That's messy, man. I wouldn't appreciate that if I was your friend. I'm gonna be real. That would make me angry.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie. I want to do it to my daughter.
Right. It's not the worst of pranks, but it would upset me, especially if I'm wearing all black. Oh. Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do on Mischief Night?
Well, this is many years ago, about 50 years ago. Putting either a potato or an apple in the exhaust so the car wouldn't start. Because years ago, it's the intake, and that was, we used to think that was a giggle until the parents, after 1 year, realizing that where the potatoes went, and I thought we had more apples.
Right, right.
You could kill somebody, can't you, with the exhaust?
No. It won't start. It won't run.
Oh, right. All right. Thank God.
I don't know. I think that still works, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I mean, if I caught somebody sticking a potato in my car, I'd be upset, too.
Yeah, definitely. What did you do on Mischief Night? You can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven.